cottage bed. Thank you. door was
open. Oh, you sort of have to.
Yeah.
I told you. Yeah, I mean, I texted you.
Well, oh, okay, well, I ended up just taking an Uber, and it was hard to even get an Uber because it was like, so much shit's going on. But sorry, my nephew graduates today. But I'm not, I mean, there's lots going on. I was actually in town for
I was at a funeral
yesterday, and graduation today. So it's like, I just need to, like, stand out. Just be here now.
Let's get something, anything.
Oh, and I'm thank you so much for doing it. For writing this.
I told him he said he wanted to stand out. I said Studio 420 is the place to do it.
No, that sounded amazing. That was really, I was like, I was ready to just start spinning, you know? I thought you guys were the Sphere. I'm not joking.
They just try to blend.
Because you know how Cole
playing together.
Cole is a harder player.
Yeah, Cole's
Chris is a softer player. So,
but isn't it interesting? You hear those early 70s Grateful Dead, and Mickey was in there for like 4 years or whatever. And you don't really think of him as missing. But if you've seen the Grateful Dead movie, right?
Yeah.
Where they go, they're like, we have a special guest tonight, and like, that was Mickey's return. He left because he felt so bad that his dad embezzled that money. Which, of course, is why he's on it.
Nobody gave a shit about that. They're like, dude, you had nothing to do with it.
Right.
You
know,
but yeah, I guess he had to tell family or something.
I mean, but what is a way to turn art and turn it around and write people's song, he's gone. You won't even know it's about that. But I mean, but then if you, now that you know, he's like, steal your face right off your head, all those lines, and he's gone. But I mean, yeah, he didn't know anything about it. I mean, that's so
far. I mean, they all. Mickey's dad had a reputation for being a bit of a shyster. And they went into the relationship with him managing the band, knowing well that
really
he was a shyster. And I think the rest of the band were like, you know, we can't fault you.
plenty of, I got some gas in the tank.
I have no plan on. Yeah.
Yeah, I could definitely stay until 5, even 5:30, maybe 6, but yeah, I think we could get a solid couple hours.
Let's just get this going.
Yeah,
you can stay later than I am.
I'll turn the roll in on.
That would be a good sound for like New Mingle and New Mingle with Blue.
and everything else.
Can I get that? Can we get that in the monitors too when you can?
Where's the. Yeah, we will.
Alright. Well, the keyboard guy's up there. You can get the keyboard guy.
Keyboard is like Portuguese.
Show starts at 8:30, and I think people thought there was an opener, and there wasn't, because there was like nobody on the dance floor when it started. So like during the beginning of the first set, they opened with my favorite song too. They opened with Nematode, so sick. But like me and Mariah were like 5 feet from the edge of the stage, like I was like staring right at their face, but I was like, this is disgusting. They opened with my favorite tune, and like as soon as he did, I was like, let's go. Like, usually the most pumped dude in the crowd. Fuck yeah, dude. That's the same venue where, like, right when COVID hit, the last thing that happened in Chicago before everything was shut down was Melvin Seals and JGB at Park West, and they were capping it at 500 people. The first 500 people to show up, that was it. Less than that even showed up. There was, like, 200 people in that whole venue. You could walk up and just let John Havlicek rip one in your face. You're just, like, stare at Melvin Seals while he was playing. It was sick.
Yeah. I'm 1-2, checks in the mail. I forgot to check in. Check. Going down, sir. Thank you for. I want to thank you for letting me be myself again.